It's 16 minutes after 6. Mines Minister Gwede Mantashe says that he's aiming to finalise the third version of the industry charter by May, and it'll lay out the requirements for black ownership levels and other targets. I had a conversation with Peter Major, who's an analyst at KD's Corporate Solutions, about the comments out of the minister and also about the state of the platinum industry in South Africa.
Yes, it really does. It's very good news. It's so different from what we've heard before. I think most people are a bit skeptical that it can be wrapped up by May. There's just so many issues to deal with, and there's so many parties negotiating. It's not like it's just Gwede Mantashe and the Chamber of Mines. There's a dozen other parties involved, and that's without even considering the various communities, and they've even talked about going to different communities and canvassing their opinion. But it shows there's a positive will to get this thing done soon. There's a positive will on behalf of the DMR to make what accommodations are necessary to save jobs and to save the industry. So we haven't seen that in literally in decades. And so everybody's very optimistic. It's really good news. We think Gwede's put in quite a tight deadline, but hey, it's his deadline and he wants to give it a try.
Yeah.
So I don't want to take anything away from it. And the fact that they're not contesting the act from the judiciary, he said, very clear to everybody yesterday, we accept the judiciary's decision. It was our recommendation that this be settled by the courts. You know, we thought only a declaratory order can be an unbiased decision that both sides can live by. So he says, it's not like we were challenging it. We agreed with the Chamber of Mines a year ago, 2 years ago, to do it this way. So very conciliatory. It's just there's a lot more issues and problems that still have to be dealt with. But I don't think any of us have been this optimistic in more than 10 years.
And I suppose one of those issues and problems that need to be dealt with is the issue of distrust in the industry. I mean, he mentioned that in the first 44 days since his appointment, he found that there was a lot of suspicion amongst players in the industry.
He's very right there. And that cannot be eliminated by May. That won't be eliminated for years.
Yeah.
See, this mistrust, it has built up over many, many decades. And apartheid had a lot to do with it, but also the rise of the ANC and definitely the rise of the NUM. You have to say, how did they get so much political acceptance? How did they get so much following? By demonizing the mining companies. You know, it's the worldwide trend. This is how politicians work, is they have to have an enemy, and they have to keep you off balance. They have to keep you scared. And it's the easiest, quickest way for anybody in any political organization to get support, is you demonize. So they demonized the mining companies for 30 years. They've never admitted the mining companies did anything right or any good to the country. Now they wake up, and everybody believes those stories, even though you and I know it's not quite true. The mining companies were existing in a system that they didn't entirely like. You know, they would have been happy paying best man gets the best pay for decades before apartheid fell. Anyways, the fact is they've been demonized, and so there is mistrust. They mistrust the political parties. They mistrust the DMR for the last 25 years. And the communities mistrust mining companies because they've been fed all this rubbish for decade after decade. So you have to go for lots of little battles. But first, clean up the legislation. Make it fair. Make it legal. And make the onus on all parties. Don't just put all the onus and responsibilities and obligations on one party, which is what's happened till now. Put responsibilities on all parties, and they all have to abide by the Constitution. Trust will build up that way. But it'll still be gradually. It'll still be over decades.
I think I saw comments from one of the mining executives saying that maybe we should try to get a long-term charter where instead of changing the requirements every 5 years or when a new minister is appointed, we sort of keep it for 10 years. In that case, you'll be able to sort of cement in some trust, and we'll be able to have stability for 10 years before we need to have a look at it again. Do you think that could be an option that could work?
Look, once upon a time, we thought all you need is a good constitution and the rest will take care of itself. And there's a lot of people who still believe that, that the constitution gives everybody's rights. Why do you single out one industry? Why do you demonize one industry and load them with the ills of society, load them with all the things that government should have been doing and hasn't been doing? So there's a lot to be said that the charter is just plain unconstitutional. We have a wonderful constitution that's supposed to cover all those. Why do we need to have a separate charter for a separate industry? Because the only reason you really want a charter in this country is because it's going to grow jobs. If that charter is going to continue to shrink the mining industry, then what good is it doing? Hmm. And that's what's happened until now. We've got 400,000 less mining jobs than we did 20 years ago. 400,000 good working paying jobs. The guys are gone. And they took 800,000 subsidiary jobs with them. So this charter, the charters we've had until now have only destroyed jobs. So I think if anybody says we need another charter, they better make sure that charter is designed to create jobs, not cost more jobs.
Hmm. Today there was a platinum industry conference or breakfast, as it were. And the comments out of the minister, Gwede Mantashe, talking about the platinum sector, saying that he doesn't know whether there actually is a crisis and doesn't believe there's a crisis. When you look at the platinum industry, is it in a worse position than the gold sector? What's your assessment of it?
I would say it's very close to the gold sector. It's a little bit better in that some of the platinum mines are making money and have a future, only about a third. Whereas in the gold sector, almost none of them are making money and none of them have a future. Mm. So it is in crisis. Anybody who has invested in platinum the last 18 years has either made zero or has lost money. Nobody's made money if they bought in the last 18 years and they're still holding today. There's no earnings. They haven't had earnings in years. You can't find industries this bad anywhere else in the world. Productivity has fallen the last 10, 15 years. You can't find an industry on the planet where productivity goes down. Only in this country, only in our mining industries, do you see such horrible, devastating figures. And we always wish Gwede could just stay a little longer and look at the graphs. He doesn't have to look at tables, charts, or numbers. Just look at the graph at what has happened to these industries in the last 20, 30, and 10, and 5 years. And you look at the graph, you can't deny that's a reality. But massive value destruction, massive losses, governments making no taxes off industries that used to make tens of billions every year off taxes. Mm. So everybody's being hurt. Shareholders, citizens, and government, everybody's being hurt. And you can't deny that. It's epic Armageddon.
So as a result, then, I would imagine that South Africa's lost its labor cost advantage in the global mining industry.
Oh, without a doubt. We haven't had a labor cost advantage ever. We did have labor cost plus electricity plus legislation plus ore body advantages. When you put them all together, we had advantages for almost 100 years. We had fabulous ore bodies, lowest cost electricity in the world, and we had legislation, even though the Afrikaans and the English didn't get along, even though they had a horrible war, they did get along well enough to make legislation that would allow mining companies to grow and hire people. Hmm. So we had the right combination to have a very good industry here for 100 years that created huge wealth for the country and created huge wealth for over a million people. But that's gone now. And you're right, we have no competitive advantage now. Our ore bodies are not competitive enough to make up for our disadvantages, like sky-high electricity, sky-high labor costs with the worst productivity on the planet, and with legislation that's mind-bogglingly complex. You know, 2,000 pieces of legislation in just the last 15 years? That's insane, huh? Most people can't follow 10 commandments. How are they going to follow 2,000 pieces of legislation? And every one is designed to make mining harder and less productive and less financially lucrative.
That's Peter Majors, a mining analyst at KD's Corporate Solutions.